Hey guys, I'm not one to sit here and brag about myself. If anything, it's the opposite. But let me tell you how many compliments I've been getting since I've used Love Into Skincare. Their Precious Potion Moisturizer, ooh, it is so luxurious on your skin. Check it out at tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 21% off.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I forgot to tell y'all yesterday, I wear a hat just about every day anyway, because I be hat fishing. But sometimes I don't wear it, when I'm out and about, out in a boat. But I'm going to have to wear it for a little while because when I was out on the boat Saturday, I got a sunburn. And it was because the sunscreen, for some reason, it didn't go on evenly. And I looked like Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, gosh.
Who used to be the leader of the Soviet Union that had the big port wine stain on his head.
Yeah, right.
So I got sunburn and just sporadic. Redness on my head.
How'd you mess that up?
When you do sunscreen on your head, do you spray it or do you
I had the lotion on it. I wasn't spraying.
Oh, interesting.
By the way, whenever I've gotten to where I don't use spray very much at all because it's not as easy to get it evenly, and I don't think it works as well. But when I put the sunscreen lotion on myself, I get picked on relentlessly by my wife and little friend Jenny because they say, why do you have to do it like you're getting ready for a porn scene or something?
What?
Like you do it so seductively and like all I'm doing is, first of all, for a great fat person to be rubbing themselves, down with any type of lotion is not, it's not an attractive look, but having to do what I got to do. And I wish they would look away, but instead they're just staring, trying to find out ways to make fun of me. Yeah. Instead that I act like I'm trying to be sexy doing it.
Well, I got to see this. I want to see how you're putting it on.
Are you doing it slow or just a normal pace?
I don't know. Lindsay, it wouldn't matter how I did it, but they're going to find something wrong with it, something to bully me about.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Do they get together and gang up on you a lot?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Do they gang up on handsome husband Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good then. It's not just you.
I got a feeling TJ's the most picked on in that group.
Yeah, but I pick back.
I bet.
Yeah. Sometimes he won't. Like, a matter of fact, most of the time he doesn't. He just laughs and, kind of eggs him on, pick on him more or whatever.
He's like, he goes always.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll say something to little friend Jenny that I know he wishes he could say.
Really?
Well, he's never told me that he wishes he could say it, but I say it. Yeah, and I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I'm kidding. But yeah, I pick back on him. So, but it's just. At least when I'm picking on them, it's really about something they're doing. They're picking on me about something I'm not even doing.
Yeah, I got to see this. I want to see you putting sunscreen. Are you like moaning or something?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's what. But I have done it before where I really cheese it up like that. It's like, oh, that's what you want.
Sure.
Yeah. Give them what they want.
A man can't even put on sunscreen without being ridiculed.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
What adult movie have they seen where somebody's putting on sunscreen?
I know.
What kind of movie is that?
Yeah. It's a terrible one.
This is awful.
Yeah.
All right. The In Case You Missed It replay is next.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yesterday, Lindsay had a very scary moment. So this is not funny, but it did happen, and it was pretty serious, and we wanted you to hear it in case you missed it. That's why it's on the In Case You Missed It replay. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Every morning we get on. Riggins and I are in the same studio. Lindsay is in her home studio, and Rob's in his home studio. But we start talking a little bit before we go live. And we thought we might have to go live this morning without Lindsay in the first segment. And why is that, Lindsay?
Well, couldn't find my daughter Delilah anywhere, and it's 5 a.m. Her light was on in her bedroom, so I like peeked my head in to see if I was going to turn the light off, because I'm like, why is her light on? Well, she's not in her bed. So I'm like, oh, she's just peeing, whatever. So then I look in the bathroom. She's not in the bathroom. So then that's when I came in here. I was like, guys, give me a minute. So then I went in my bedroom to see if maybe in between the time of me getting ready and coming in here, she went in my bed, not in my bed. So I'm going down to the basement, to the middle level. I'm screaming, Delilah, because like my thoughts are going that she's kidnapped or something. Then I start freaking out. I think I had a heart attack, my first one ever. And then I peeked in Brooks's room and I didn't see her. So then I came, I woke Kyle up. He's sick, by the way. Well, we'll get into that. And then he's like, I don't know. What are you talking about? He's like out of his head. He took a NyQuil. So anyway, I'm like, you're no help. Go back to bed. So then I come in here and I'm like, let me check Brooks's room one more time. So I peeked my head in and I turned the bathroom light on. Her head is under the covers in his bed. It's like the top of her head is hanging. Like
so,
hair.
So she just got up in the night and went and got in bed with him?
I guess, which is has never happened. So either someone had a nightmare. I don't know. I have no clue. She doesn't even count on him for her nightmare. So I don't know.
That is one of the scariest things, though, when you know that the kid is supposed to be in the house and then you can't find him. It happened with Lainey one time when she was little, and Aiden, our son, was a baby. She was up in her room playing, and then we went up to find her to tell her something, and she wasn't there. And we started looking all over the house, and she had gone into the laundry room with a blanket and curled up in front of the washing machine for some reason and fell asleep.
What? Oh my God. It is the scariest. I mean, pure adrenaline. I was like, am I going to call 911? Like, what's going to happen? So,
well, remember Ace's daughter Peyton's first day of kindergarten, she fell asleep on the bus on the way home, and the bus driver didn't see her back there. And she just didn't get off the bus, and they could not figure out where she was. And she was asleep on the bus.
Hey, it took them
about, I think it took them about an hour or so, maybe longer, to find out where she was and get her.
Poor thing. She was just tired.
Yeah. But that feeling, though, like, oh my God, what is happening? Where did they go? Where could they be? Even though, you know, she was safe in her bed last night when you went to bed.
Right. Mm. Well, and not to mention, I just watched a new documentary on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all know.
Right. Well, so everything's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, thank goodness, got to rest through it. His rest wasn't interrupted. Bless his heart if he's sick. Good deal. Mm-hmm. All right. More coming up. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You might be saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. Well, that's not a problem. Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, The TJ and Jody's House Podcast, all of your favorites every day of the week. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby!
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the popularity of women talking about icks and stuff like that is just another way to keep them from having to make meaningful relationships with guys?
Yeah.
You know, you've been a longtime arguer that young people especially find reasons to swear off dating or find a reason to not like them instead of the opposite, where you give them the benefit of the doubt or you look past it because you enjoy other parts about their character.
Yeah.
And the one of the newer ones is that, in my opinion, you see it all the time, women hating men's feet, which I don't remember happening 10 years ago, but now it's like so prevalent that women are just, or at least they claim to be, so disgusted at just the sight of regular feet, not even like feet that are jacked up or infected toenails or anything. It's just all men's feet.
Right. And that comes from the internet, of course. And part of it is everybody trying to fit in with, you know, I'm going to be cool because this is a cool, funny opinion and I'm going to do this. But then they stick to it. But I got news for you. There's never been a time when women were enamored with men's feet.
Yeah.
I mean, right. It was just always understood women can have pretty feet and men don't. That's just it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's I could get if they're just nasty and not taken care of and all of that. I get that. As the kids say. But just to be, you know, because what do you want? A man doesn't have feet.
Yeah, right.
Right.
the guy can't walk around in his own house or whatever because you're so grossed out by a part of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it also started when men were talking about how women's feet are gross or like just or maybe the infatuation with women's feet, whatever it is?
I think it was the first thing you said because, you know, they say all criticism is self-criticism. I think so many women are uncomfortable with their own feet.
Yeah.
That they're projecting onto the guys by saying, oh, they're the grossest thing. Because there's a new survey out of 2,000 people. It was like 48% of women have problems with the way their feet look, whether it's the size, the length of their toes, the shape of their toenails, or the way that their toes are actually sitting out from their foot, you know, if there's a curvature or whatever. So I think it is a part of it is projection. They're just uncomfortable with their own feet, so they're saying they don't like men's feet either.
Well, and there's a certain point in society that a certain part of society that has led so many people in this generation to expect perfection in everything, because everything that's not perfect gets made fun of on social media, and everything that's not perfect is an ick, and it's pointed out and it's focused on and it's obsessed over and all. So that's why there's so much depression in young people today, because they can't make the perfect status that they know or they think that everybody is looking for. You know, and then they retreat, they lock themselves in their rooms, they don't go out, they just, you know, it's the whole thing. It's a design to keep people at odds with each other.
Separate and alone.
Uh-huh.
So some of the biggest complaints people have about their own feet, toenail fungus, obviously, but toe hair, also one of the top things that make people self-conscious. Toe hair.
But you know what? It's not a permanent thing. You can You can remove hair.
Yeah. You ever shaved your toes?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was talking to Lindsay.
Oh, then no. Obviously.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Vinda Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So a few minutes ago, Riggins was talking about this this whole thing with younger women determining that they just can't have a relationship with a man if he has feet. Because it turns them off to even think about looking at a man's feet in any condition. Well, there is a young lady on the social medias who has put out a video telling men what they can do to really be desirable to women, and that all women are looking for this. And it's something that I've said in the past, that that if a man can do this, that women are going to like him. So listen.
I don't think men know this, but if you're a guy and you learn how to dance really well, let's say you learn how to country dance and you spin and twirl a girl around, your game just went from here to like here. If you know how to dance, chef's kiss, we love you.
Dance? Dance? You know how to dance?
What is that?
Dance. Like, right? Dance. You gotta have a dance. Ugh. But, right, I mean, women love for men to be out there dancing.
Yeah, they do. They like to dance. I think she's a little mistaken, though, if he's a really good dancer.
Yeah.
How many guys you know are, quote-unquote, really good dancers? Not many.
Not many.
I think
you mean dancers as in dancing with a woman and slinging her and doing all of that stuff, or just dancing, like dancing on their own?
Well, I think there's a difference. I think the trick for most guys to be a good dancer is to not try to be such a good dancer. Just sort of like that movie, wherever Will Smith was talking about. It's like, just this is your box. Like, if you can just kind of keep to a beat without trying to do moves and special dance moves, no one's looking for that. You can just kind of keep the beat, then you're a good dancer.
What she means is you need to have rhythm.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think be a great dancer is the right terminology.
Yeah, Derek Huff, like, he's a great dancer.
But if you can get her out there and sling her around and do all of that kind of stuff, she's going to love it even more.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know my wife would. If she had it back in the day, if Derek Huff would have given her half a chance, she would have left me for him.
Well,
and they take offense to it if a guy doesn't want to go learn how to do all that stuff. You remember she'd say, "You ought to go learn to. You ought to dance with me sometime." Hey, it requires a talent. It's not just go out there and learn it like you're memorizing the alphabet.
Yeah,
does she want you got to have talent?
She wants you to be like Derek Huff.
Yes,
kind of.
She
dancing?
Wants to
That's
do ballroom
crazy.
Dancing. She wants to do all that kind of dancing, and kind of holds it against me that I don't. Just like I could automatically just take lessons and be out there doing well at it. You also have to have a talent for it. That's what I've tried to tell her.
Yeah, you could learn though.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a lot. It's his whole life. He learned how to dance. I mean, it would take.
But I mean, she didn't want me to be on his level. She just wants me to be able to do well at dancing. You know, the quick step and the tango and you know all of those things.
The tango, tango.
TJ tangoing.
Lindsay knows how to dance. So clearly, you can figure it out.
Yeah, if she can do it, I can do it. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey guys, I'm not one to sit here and brag about myself. If anything, it's the opposite. But let me tell you how many compliments I've been getting since I've used Love Into Skincare. Their Precious Potion Moisturizer. Ooh, it is so luxurious on your skin. Check it out at tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 21% off.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You might be saying, "Hey, Riggins, I can't listen live." Well, that's not a problem. Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, The TJ and Jody's House Podcast, all of your favorites every day of the week. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is interesting. Maybe. The 50 hottest men of all time, according to Harper's Bazaar, who put together a list of the 50 hottest men of all time in Hollywood. Okay.
Okay.
For example, number one, James Dean. And it says because they noted each man's peak level of hotness. James Dean's was smoking a cigarette in that iconic red jacket and Rebel Without a Cause.
Okay.
Okay. So, young people, you probably don't know what that is. It's an old classic Hollywood movie. Number two, Tupac.
Tupac?
Yeah. Rapping shirtless in the Hit 'Em Up style music video.
Was that a joke?
No, serious. Number two. Number three, Lenny Kravitz. Number four, Pedro Pascal. The Mandalorian taking off his helmet may have been the best scene in the Star Wars franchise. Here's one. It's also not a joke, Riggins. Number five, hottest man of all time in Hollywood, Bad Bunny.
Okay.
That's what it says. Bad Bunny, and it says the Calvin Klein ad, obviously.
I didn't even know.
Let's see. Number seven was Jason Momoa. Showing his funny side in the 2020 Super Bowl commercial makes him the seventh hottest man in Hollywood history. Harrison Ford, sweaty, dirt-covered Indiana Jones dodging booby traps in a linen shirt. That's not archaeology. That's art.
This is the dumbest list I've ever heard. The dumbest.
I don't even know who Jacob Elordi is.
Yeah. He's the young teeny bopper. They all like him.
Okay. And they put him on 50 hottest men in Hollywood list. Something about the party scene in Saltburn is what they said. Now, you got to go all the way down to number 10 to find Elvis.
Okay.
Elvis in the Jailhouse Rock, those dance moves he did in that. That famous footage.
All right. But not as hot as Tupac.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny's a nice looking guy, but Tupac, that is just an odd one.
Keanu Reeves dodging bullets in The Matrix and then donating 70% of his salary to cancer research. That made him hot.
Okay. Thank you. Harper's bizarre. You're right. This is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The whole thing is bizarre.
Bill Skarsgård. Crawling through the sewers as Pennywise.
The clown from It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Made him so hot.
Oh, yeah. He was so hot.
Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan and Creed. Henry Cavill. His Instagram selfies and workout videos.
Well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
He's good looking. Yeah. That's the more normal one, I think.
And Chris Hemsworth, that time he shared his Thor workout routine on Instagram.
Okay.
Made him the 15th hottest man of all time, according to Harper's Bazaar.
You're no Tupac, Chris Hemsworth. You're no Tupac.
You're no Bad Bunny. I like it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins sent me a video yesterday that was supposed to be a video of a 15-year-old boy who was with his parents doing that ayahuasca, or whatever that's called. What is it called?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
I like the way you said it better, though.
Ayahuasca. That's where you go and you take this stuff made from a poisonous plant in the Amazon. You order it from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
No. And when you take it, you hallucinate and have all these crazy. It's just going and basically taking a hallucinogen in the jungle and acting a fool. And he went with his parents. They took him to that, and it shows in the video. It doesn't have any sound other than these drum beating, dancing, and all that. And he's just out of his mind.
Yeah,
on hallucinogens.
Yeah. It's part of a spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are the parents going crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody, it's a family thing. Family thing. You know.
Family thing.
Yeah, you meet with the shaman, and you have this ceremony where you drink the tea, and then it starts with you vomiting violently. And then that's sort of when the whole experience kicks off.
Yeah. And so they're doing tribal dances and all of this kind of stuff. And, of course, all of them are wearing MAGA hats. It's just incredible. It's just
it's true. I thought you might find that interesting. Yeah,
and are they from U.S. America, this family? Because you can't do that in U.S. America. You got to go to some third world jungle type situation, don't you?
I think they do it mostly outside of the country, but I believe this family is from the United States.
Okay. Well, when they get back here, their kids should be taken away from them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm getting $1 million at the end. I don't want to do anything where I'm throwing up violently. I mean,
yeah, in a jungle.
In a jungle?
Sweaty, humid jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing up into a bucket that, so many people have used. I mean, it's intense.
I can't imagine. Is that what Aaron Rodgers supposedly did?
I believe so.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing it, right? They're taking vacation days and going and doing it.
A lot more people are doing it than there used to be. Absolutely.
I wonder if you can fire somebody for that.
Fire them?
Yeah. Like if you find out they're taking their vacation to go do a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that a grounds for dismissal? Is that a legal grounds to fire somebody? Because, I mean, they're doing drugs.
Yeah.
I think they'd try to fight it somehow, but.
Yeah.
You own your own business, TJ. Would you fire somebody if you found out that?
Legally. If I could do it legally, yeah.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
I think aren't some states you can fire and you don't have to have a reason or is
yeah right they call it right to work states, which never made sense. They should call it right to fire states.
Yeah, right. I got the right to fire you for anything. I don't even have to have a reason.
That's crazy. Is it supposed to make you more sane, after smarter, see vision? Like what?
I think it's part of a spiritual journey. They say. That you'll become more attached and more grounded.
I would fire somebody if they actually use spiritual journey as a term in in seriousness and not talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, guys, I'm not one to sit here and brag about myself. If anything, it's the opposite. But let me tell you how many compliments I've been getting since I've used Love Into Skincare. Their Precious Potion Moisturizer, it is so luxurious on your skin. Check it out at tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 21% off.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Rick.
She announced over the weekend that she has adopted a baby girl.
No, really? Yeah.
I wanted to let you guys know I adopted a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Lennon London Spears.
Hmm.
And she also announced that she's moving to Italy soon. But a lot of people seem to believe that the daughter she talked about adopting is not a real child. It's one of those reborn dolls.
Oh, I think it might be a dog.
No, I think because in the video of her dancing in her foyer again, she's got a car seat in the background. And a lot of people believe that since she was spotted a couple months ago carrying around, her bodyguard was seen carrying a doll, that it's another one like that. So these are incredibly lifelike baby dolls. That you can purchase called reborn dolls. And a lot of people seem to believe that that's what she's referring to.
Yeah. And a lot of people use them to pretend like they have real babies. Adults pretend that they have real babies and all, and they need help.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have heard that some women that have gone through trauma and miscarriages and things like that have used these dolls for whatever you call that. It's a trauma response, I believe is the phrase they use. So
I don't know about people use it, other people use it. I don't care, but Britney Spears needs help in all in all facets of life. Yeah. I mean, I think,
Yeah. I'm praying for her.
I mean, hers isn't due to a miscarriage or trauma or that. She's just insane. I mean, I think we know that.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know anything about her. Honestly, I really don't.
Well, if you follow her Instagram, you would.
Yeah, she's appears to be a little off kilter. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, unbalanced.
Maybe a new home in Italy will fix her. Yeah. Right up. That would do it for me, I think.
Italy's like, we actually never said you could come here. You're going to move here? You sure?
Starting yesterday, you can go to Walmart and pick up a new kind of toothpaste. It is Lucky Charms flavored toothpaste. If you are, as what TJ calls a cadult, if you are yearning for some nostalgia, this toothpaste is not cheap. It's about $14 a bottle. But they said it's got Lucky Charms marshmallows with a subtle mint finish. They said it's basically hearts, stars, and rainbows, but on your toothbrush. Mm. So it is sugar-free, but you can buy it right now at Walmart or online, $14 a tube. So if you're really yearning for that burst of
marshmallow and mint, yum.
Minty marshmallow in the morning, you can get it at Walmart now. So that's kind of fun. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it could be. Even your toothpaste needs to
be sugary cereal. Even though it doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah, there could be some of that in there. And then speaking of sweet things today.
I like biscuit-flavored toothpaste.
Biscuits and gravy.
Well, this company also made a KFC-flavored toothpaste about a year ago.
Oh, I bet that was great.
Doesn't that sound good?
Probably spot on.
Probably right on the money. And then today is something also for the sweet teeth out there. It's National Gummy Worm Day, so. I know you're not a gummy candy person, no. TJ, but your wife is.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And I love a gummy worm as well. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few things that are now trending. I heard one of the most Southern phrases ever uttered to me over the weekend. And it is fantastic. And I will share it with you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey guys, I'm not one to sit here and brag about myself. If anything, it's the opposite. But let me tell you how many compliments I've been getting since I've used Love Into Skincare. Their Precious Potion Moisturizer. Ooh, it is so luxurious on your skin. Check it out at tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 21% off.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I heard one of the most Southern phrases ever over the weekend, and I cannot wait to share it with you. It is just, I have been laughing about it nonstop, and I will get to that in just a second. The show is sponsored by R. Gregory Jewelers. Go visit them in Statesville, North Carolina. They've been open since 1981. They love diamonds. Family-owned and operated, rgregoryjewelers.com, or visit them in downtown Statesville, North Carolina. You're going to love them. This weekend, you know, I got this neighbor that he is like just a good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings me food all the time, and he cooks late, and he's always grilling, or his girlfriend is cooking something, and he'll bring me over. Like the other day, he brought me over like a chicken pot pie with like pieces of cornbread and a side salad, like on actual plates and, you know, not paper plates.
Right.
And silverware, like the whole thing. And he just comes, like, knocks on my door and just drops it off and then doesn't stick around, then goes back to his house. I'm like, dude, thank you so much. And I'm usually, like, drunk at that point, so I'm grateful to have him. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, he comes over, he knocks on my door, and it's maybe Saturday afternoon. He's like, hey, by the way, bud, I'm making this new dish I found on Instagram. It's got a bunch of beans in it and meat and bacon. And barbecue, he gives me the whole recipe. Uh-huh. And barbecue sauce, salt, pepper, garlic. I'm like, all right, yeah, absolutely. I'll be around. I'm going to cut the grass. I'll be around all day. Just bring it on over whenever. All right, man. And he goes running off my porch back to his house. I'm like, okay, great. Brings over the food later, and it's delicious. I eat it for dinner. It's fantastic. But while he's dropping off the food, I put it in on my counter. He goes, by the way, you ever go out to the lake? I kind of live in a lake, near the lake, not on the lake. But you ever go out to the lake? I said, not really, you know. He goes, well, dude, man, I got a boat up at the shop. He works at a garage. I got a boat up at the shop. I'm fixing it up. We're going to take it out in a few weeks. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be awesome. You want to go out with me? I said, sure, I would love to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also got a jet ski And that thing is fast, boy. It's fast. It'll go about 70 miles an hour. Is that normal?
That's pretty fast, yeah.
That seems really fast.
Yeah, it's a little fast.
He said it's basically like having a souped-up dirt bike on the lake. And I went, oh, my gosh, that sounds amazing. He goes, and it's loud, too. I put some pipes on it.
On a jet ski. Yeah.
Is he talking about exhaust pipes?
Something to make it louder, yeah. Because
like what someone would do on a truck?
Yeah, but because you get those speed boats out on the lake and stuff, and they have those big motors in them and all, and they sound like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
They used to call them cigarette boats, you know, because they were in the racing and all of that, but they're speed boats is what they're called. And they have big pipes coming up out of, and they pull up, you know, when they slow down. It sounds like a race car or a truck or something.
How annoying. You're just trying to enjoy a nice, quiet day out on the lake, and then all of a sudden somebody comes out. Blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So
I've never seen it on a jet ski.
What does that look like?
on one of those things.
Yeah. Well, I told him I'd be super interested. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, man. I'm down to go. So now I got to lie to him and figure out how to get out of it.
I was going to say, how are you going to get out of this?
Probably diarrhea. You know, I'll say diarrhea or something. Yeah.
Then he's going to be worried that his food gave you diarrhea. And then you got a whole new thing.
Yeah, maybe I'll say my grandma died again. I don't know. I got to figure that out.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, have you heard about the AT&T girl, the little cute, sweet, innocent AT&T girl from the commercials? You know, for a long time, men have discovered how hot she really is when she's not trying to be a little Miss Prim and Proper on the AT&T commercials. Well, she just started something to raise money for the California wildfire recovery.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Only Philanthropy. So it's like OnlyFans, but the money goes to charity.
Okay.
And I don't think that that she's being naked and doing all the stuff that OnlyFans girls do, you know, when they're on there. So back in March of this year, sold her first round of quote-unquote flirty photos in order to raise money for a mother who had lost everything in the Los Angeles wildfires. According to the website, Only Philanthropy is a cheeky donation platform that flips the script on fundraising. We trade exclusive content for real-world impact. We raise money for urgent causes quickly by offering generous supporters something a little flirty, a little silly, and with a whole lot of heart.
Okay.
So,
I mean, depending on what it is, it's a good idea, maybe.
Kind of vague, flirty pictures. Yeah, what is a flirty picture?
Yeah. It's true. I mean, but those are the types of photos that raise a lot of money. I mean, I see where they're going with it, but it's like,
yeah. I mean, is it any different than the hot fireman calendar?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That's what I was gonna get at there. But but again, it depends. I don't know for sure what all they show in a hot fireman's calendar, the thing they used to do. So it all depends on exactly what "quote unquote" flirty means.
Sure.
And I mean, it's the same thing as an NBA swimsuit calendar that I did, and the money didn't even go anywhere but to the NBA. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Y'all really? Didn't get paid for that, for doing that?
Well, I'm saying it didn't go to, like, the needy or, like, a philanthropy that, you know.
But, again, y'all were only in bikinis doing that.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is I would have to see what only philanthropy, you know, what their average or typical post would be like.
Right.
Before I could determine whether or not, and not saying that I want to go look at it because I'm not. I'm just saying that you can't really judge until, you know, I saw a little clip, like a promotional clip that they put for AT&T Girl here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit more than flirty, I would think.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. But that's worse just my standards, a little more than flirty.
Worse than a swimsuit picture or equivalent?
No. No, probably equivalent. Because the swimsuits, you know, the bikini photo shoots and all that have most of the time full buttocks exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, and she wasn't doing that.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Mm.
But only philanthropy is what it's called if you'd like to help the needy.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. Oh yeah, oh yeah. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So a lot of people were disappointed because they were having a shark con in Florida. A shark convention. Not where sharks go and, you know, in exchange marketing advice with each other and that sort of thing. This is people who are shark enthusiasts will go for Shark Con and you know, get all the information they can get about the movie Jaws, the iconic shark movie Jaws. And Richard Dreyfuss, the star of Jaws, is really sick with bronchitis, and he had to back out of his appearance at Shark Con.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are upset by that.
Yeah.
And I've tried to think of a type of a convention like that that I would want to go to that I'd be all excited about. I know one time somebody had given me information about, I don't know what it was called, but it was a convention all about people who like crime documentaries. And, you know, the guest speakers were people from the documentaries, the ones who did the reenactments, and also the real life people. Like there was a detective that had a show on A&E, and they would have him come and speak at the convention and all that. Now, I don't think if it came down to it that I would really go. You know, I'd probably be like, I don't really want to go to this once it came about.
Yeah.
But are any cons that y'all would want to go to, that you're big enough fans of a certain thing to want to go to a weekend long convention about it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like fashion con, you know, or
but what is a specific kind of
right
fashion thing? What would it be?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Like a handbag convention, yeah, or
lip gloss convention.
Okay.
Yeah, or shoes. Or even like a hair convention. Like my hairdresser goes to those hair conventions, and they're always in cool cities. I'm like, invite me.
Well, and a lot of those that the hair shows that hairdressers go to is to don't they have to they learn about new products to sell, and they have, you know, hairdressers have to keep a continuing education going to retain their license. They have to always be in, you know, learning and getting this certification or that certification, things like that. So you would be tagging along with them just to have fun, huh?
Yeah, and like new hair extension techniques and all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah, I would just, you know, have some cocktails and watch, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that there is anything that I would want to go for the whole weekend and just have nothing but that. Except maybe that Hallmark Christmas cruise.
That sounds fun to you? The Hallmark Christmas cruise. That's where they had all the holiday hunks on it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Sexy Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a guy when I was walking my dog. He had a similar kind of dog. He said, "Hey, you going to the convention in Asheville?" And it was in like 2 weeks. I was like, for the dogs? He was like, yeah, we go every year. Went, no. But that would have been the closest thing I would have come to going to a convention.
What would stop you? Because it's in Asheville, North Carolina?
No, I don't like other people's dogs. I like my dog.
Yeah.
I don't really care about your
convention
dog.
About your own dog. Everybody come look at mine from a distance. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You might be saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. Well, that's not a problem. Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, The TJ and Jody's House Podcast, all of your favorites every day of the week. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
A person in Arizona has died from the plague. Confirmed by health officials after an autopsy revealed the presence of Yersinia pestis, the bacteria responsible for the plague. They said there's actually about 9 people a year in the United States that die from the plague, mostly in the western part of the United States. So this happened in northern Arizona. They're apparently also experiencing a large die-off of prairie dogs in the same area, and they think that there may be some connection there. So, but when you hear the plague, that'll make your ears perk up. Like, the plague? But apparently it's not as uncommon as you may think.
But I try to avoid it as much as possible. I probably try to avoid that more than any other thing in the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. It makes sense. Because there's that famous phrase about it.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that.
What a coincidence.
So I wonder what's causing it all of a sudden.
I don't know. He said it's based on this bacteria. The plague remains rare in modern America. 7 human cases annually. Symptoms include fever, chills, swollen lymph nodes.
Yeah. I thought America had long since eradicated that.
I thought so. I thought we were done with the plague.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are coming back around that we've been vaccinated for and all of that. And I don't know what it is bringing it to the U.S. all of a sudden.
I don't know.
It's weird. Mm. So weird.
Public health officials say they're urging residents to report sick or dead rodents. So if you see a rodent, that looks sick.
He had an ice bag on his head and a thermometer in his mouth.
I mean, and what are the people in, like, New York going to do? They're just going to call all day?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know. So if you see a sick rodent, make sure you call somebody.
Yeah.
Get up right up in their face and just ask them, how are you feeling today? I don't know what you're supposed to do about that, but kind of scary stuff.
So if you see a rat wearing their pajamas at Walgreens.
Runny nose.
Yeah. Stay away. Cheez-Its, for the first time, is going gluten-free. They made this announcement. Those are coming in 2026. Gluten-free Cheez-Its. That was another thing I thought we were done with. Are people still gluten-free? I feel like that
Are they still allergic to gluten?
Yeah, right. That's what
I
it was.
I think they're cured from it now.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of went away, but Cheez-It may be a little late to the party with the gluten-free stuff.
But, you know, some people believe that it never was a thing.
Oh.
Being allergic to gluten. Oh, like no. It was just some kind of a thing that they made up.
No, it's totally legit.
I'm not saying I believe that, but a lot of people do believe that.
Yeah. Is there any way that a gluten-free Cheez-It can be as good as a regular Cheez-It?
I wouldn't think so.
I've never had a gluten-free product in my life.
I can tell you they're not good.
They're not going to be good?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with the regular Cheez-It. But I guess if you can't have gluten, then this is very exciting to you.
Sure.
Good for them. Tweet of the day, it's July and we still don't have a song of the summer. That's true. Why don't we have a song of the summer yet? Every year you can check the dates and go, that was the biggest song of the summer. What is it this year? Is it a Morgan Wallen song? I don't know.
Because I know what last year's was. Do y'all know?
What was it?
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
That's exactly right. That song was everywhere. It was a monster hit. So, yeah, we got to do some work. We don't have a song of the summer yet. And I don't know that Swag by Justin Bieber is going to make the cut. We'll find out. Somebody has an interesting thought about one of the hottest trends in the world right now, and I think they're spot on. I'll share it with you next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey guys, I'm not one to sit here and brag about myself. If anything, it's the opposite. But let me tell you how many compliments I've been getting since I've used Love Into Skincare. Their Precious Potion Moisturizer, ooh, it is so luxurious on your skin. Check it out at tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 21% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, how many Labubus do you have?
I am up to 17.
Just 17?
Just have a small collection.
I don't know that these are going to be around for a long time, but they're certainly around now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have even reached peak Labubu craze. I think it's probably on the downslide. Once you start hearing about it everywhere, that usually means it's on its way out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, including your daughter, TJ, said, I hate this craze. I don't like the generation of people that's way into these things. Now, if you don't know, they're like these little stuffed animals, little devilish stuffed animals that people are clipping onto their luxury handbags and their book bag, their backpacks and things like that. But you see people lining up to buy them way over retail, and then they're reselling them, some people. But somebody on the internet has a really sober analysis of the whole thing. They said, guess what? This is Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
These are Beanie Babies. It's the same thing, one for one. Mm-hmm. You can look back in the 90s when Beanie Babies were a thing, and people weren't buying them so in hopes that it was a great investment. A lot of people were just buying it because they were stressed out about things in the world, and they relied on having something fun to do with their kids, like going to a store and purchasing a Beanie Baby, as a way to kind of escape the, you know, the bad news that was happening in the world. And they said it's the same thing right now.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's probably exactly right. There's a lot of stressful news. Every time you turn on the TV, you just want to go do something. So I've changed my opinion about it.
You have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. I kind of see it now, if that's really what they're doing, that it's just something to get out of the house, turn off your phone for a little bit, stand in a line outside. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But spend your life savings on.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if that's obviously a next level bad choices. But if you're just going to hang out and be part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, I don't believe that it has anything to do with because of the way the world is right now and all that.
No.
I think it's because it becomes something that they got one, I want one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, the internet craze is going on. I got to be part of it. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, it's not, it's just like that. What was that McDonald's thing that everybody was all excited about? Not the wrap, but that other thing that was coming back, the Asian style dish or whatever it was, or the sauce.
Oh, the sauce. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. It's like they didn't really want it that badly because it tastes like that. They just wanted it to say, I got it.
Yeah.
Look, I got it. You know, bragging rights. It's the same with, because I lived through the Beanie Babies deal, and that's what it was. People were going, I got this one, I got that one, and most of it was because I'm going to make money off of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's did it, so everybody's going through McDonald's and getting the mini Beanie Baby, the whatever, the baby minis,
baby
whatever.
Babies.
Yeah. The baby billies.
It was like the Pound Puppies, too. They were before the Beanie Babies.
Pound Puppies, that's
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yeah.
You know, and it just becomes a craze like anything else.
Yeah.
But I don't think people are saying, it's so miserable in here, let's go do something fun because the world is in such tatters and all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
They also go on to point out that it's the fall off is going to be exactly like Beanie Babies, and there will be those people that have rolled their retirement into Labubus, and they're going to be burned just like they were with Beanie Babies. So don't spend all of your money on Labubus. Maybe just one. Is that fine? Well, just one.
Fine. I don't care what they do.
Be happy with one.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, Riggins, you keep up with the social medias a lot, and I think probably should be considered a social media expert.
Okay.
So do you think that these videos are real that I'm seeing all over the social medias where it is a guy and he's on a date with a woman and then she tries to make him pay for a bunch of food to go to, you know, to her kids and all of that stuff, or the ones where it's her birthday and she's just assuming that he's going to pay for dinner for all of her friends and everybody too. And do you think those are real?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think they're staged.
Hmm.
Not that it doesn't happen. I just think those videos are staged.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because they act. I mean, it's the worst acting people. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. I mean,
what you mean you're not going to pay for my friends?
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm not paying for your friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they're reading something.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Thank God that they are staged.
But there are people who will, on somebody else's dime, just act a fool.
Sure.
You know, ask for to-go meals and things like that. I was in the Sam's Club yesterday with my wife. Some people call her Jody. And we are recent members of Sam's. They had a special, like $20 or something.
Oh, membership. Right?
Yeah. And so we're walking through there. And you know what they sell? They sell those styrofoam to-go containers that you get at restaurants. You can buy those to have at home for yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Just put the leftovers in there.
Uh-huh.
Like of what you make. Yeah, that's kind of genius.
Because, I mean, that's something. Or either, you know, you got people coming over for, you know, cookout or whatever. You say, let me make you a plate to go. Then you got the styrofoam thing right there to do it.
Sure.
Makes sense. And you don't lose Tupperware.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. Yes.
Love that.
I bet you could get them from Amazon, though, but I never even thought, hey, can you have those at home? I just always thought those were restaurant things.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Like, they're not allowed in the house.
Yeah, you got to have a licensed restaurant to get those things.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those?
But, yeah, you don't have to send your Tupperware off with them.
Yeah, that's nice.
But love you're killing that. The environment.
Yes, you are.
Well.
Killing turtles.
One pork chop at a time.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Lynn, have you seen anything about this show on Netflix called The Waterfront?
It is so good.
Okay, so you're watching it.
I'm done.
Oh, you've already seen the whole thing?
Done.
Yeah, I think Jody and I are on episode 4.
Oh.
Because, you know, I work in two jobs now, so I don't have much time to look at TV. So it's just whenever we can grab one.
That's a rare occasion where that's a me and Kyle show.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's very good.
Yeah, and it is the, isn't it based on a true story of a family of fish people in North Carolina? I thought it was based on a true story.
It possibly, yeah. I've forgotten now, but yeah,
a fishing company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the story is that they got mixed up in drug smuggling, and so some of their fishing boats were using them to smuggle drugs and all of that stuff. And they say it's all shot in I think Wilmington and one other little town. Everything on this show is shot there.
It's beautiful.
But you know, when there's a show that has been it's all about, you know, your home state or places that you're familiar with and all that. When you watch it, everything you see is like, we've been there. Haven't we been there?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Turns out that the first episode that Jody and I watched, we were so certain that we had been at this bar or that, where they are here and there, and we hadn't.
But yeah.
No, we really haven't been there.
No, it looks familiar, but now.
And then it always goes, well, you know, all those places look alike.
That's true.
Well, they do, actually, yeah.
But yeah, you do get interested. They filmed a Christmas Hallmark movie when I was living in the city in one street over, and they had decked out this whole street with snow and Christmas lights in the middle of summer. And I couldn't wait to see what Hallmark. So I ended up watching like three Hallmark Christmas movies, just hoping it would be that one.
You didn't even know which one it was.
I didn't even know which one it was. And I never ended up seeing it. I was so, but yeah, you get obsessed. You're like, I want to know where they were, which one it was. I get it.
Now, there was a Paul Newman movie called Blaze that was shot in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, because it was the story of Earl K. Long, governor of Louisiana.
Great guy.
And, he really was. And then I watched that, and I could tell all of the scenes that were shot there and everything. And
it's exciting.
Yeah. And then for probably 20 years after that, there were still signs about Ben gone.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Reagan Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You might be saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. Well, that's not a problem. Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, The TJ and Jody's House Podcast, all of your favorites every day of the week. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ, you're a fan of Jelly Roll. I know that he was, he's in the wrestling now.
Yeah.
He's in the wrestling industry.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's very good. Whatever that means. Logan Paul, another wrestling star, was pretty critical of Jelly Roll during a wrestling match the other night. He said, Jelly Roll makes music for people who have tattoos of their children but don't have custody of them. People are saying it was the line of the night.
That is funny.
It's kind of funny. I want to know if he wrote that himself or they got some writers working. I don't think Logan Paul is that clever. But yeah, Jelly Roll makes music for people who have tattoos of their children but don't have custody of them. It's harsh.
That is.
Yeah, so I saw that there's going to be a big match between Jelly Roll and somebody's teaming up with him to go against Logan Paul and somebody else.
I got to see that.
Tag team match.
Tag team, is that right? Maybe some Hell in a Cell with Jelly Roll. Got to see that. Can't get enough of it. Coca-Cola has closed down 5 factories nationwide. People are very concerned. That leaves 900 people without a job. Coca-Cola says they're restructuring and focusing on a way for outside companies to handle their bottling.
Mm-hmm.
So Coca-Cola, obviously the most well-known drink in the world.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying this is troubling news. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of troubling news with big factories and things now. You know, Amazon is using more robots than ever, and they've been laying off a bunch of people.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The robots are getting smarter.
Yeah. Well, whatever they're using the robots for, they're doing more of it.
Lindsay, could you have a robot in your house like helping you?
Yeah. I mean, if it helped me clean, and yeah. I mean, I have a robot vacuum cleaner, but you're talking about like a real robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
Would you, TJ?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Like a human-like robot.
Humanoid, we call them.
Humanoid.
Yeah, humanoid. Yeah, I guess, but I'm not. It'd be creepy, though, so maybe not. I think they're creepy.
Yeah.
Well, the video of that one in the car at the fast food, did you see that?
No.
It was really creepy, so I'd have to have a less creepy
one.
I think TJ would be more on board with it than Jody would because she's already had problems with robots when he got her a robotic mop. It was really ugly.
Vacuum cleaner.
Was that what it was? A robotic vacuum cleaner. She was screaming at it.
Why are you going to home? I didn't say home.
It didn't. They were not vibing, no. Jody and the robot.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, or from your smart home devices. You can also listen later as a podcast on all major podcast platforms. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Vinda skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I don't think I've ever mentioned this. One of my favorite kinds of content on the internet, and you're seeing a lot of these, are the dog daycare buses. Have you seen these? You know, these buses that roll up to people's houses, and the owner comes out with their dog, and they let it off the leash, and the dog goes flying down the driveway, and it runs up into this school bus to be greeted by the bus driver and all the other dogs that are already on the bus sitting in their seats ready to go to dog daycare. And it's always filmed. And now there's a ton of these companies that will go to your house. Yeah. And I actually think it's a great business idea. If you got to go to work, they come right to your house. They pick up your dog. They keep it for the day, just like a school bus would. And at the end of the day, they drop it off and the dog is tired and ready to go back home. I think it's great. I probably can't afford it, but if I had this service, I think it would be fantastic.
There's a van in my neighborhood that comes. You see it, the doggy van.
The doggy van that comes to pick up its pupils for the day. Yeah. I actually think it's really cute. Here's where it gets kind of funny, though. I was watching one this weekend, and they're picking up all the dogs, and they've got them loaded up. The top comment, let me find it. Oh, wow, they have dog school buses. That is crazy. Sending all my love from Bulgaria. Bulgaria is one of the poorest countries in Europe. Imagine what a poor Bulgarian thinks when he sees on the internet that we have school buses for our dogs. That must be a wild sort of mind, whatever you call it.
Right. But he's probably thinking, if he's anti-American, he's probably thinking, this is fantastic because this is the downfall of America.
Do you think
this
of it
is
like
contributing
that?
To the downfall of America?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's thinking we can't even get school buses for our children, and you've got for your dogs. But yeah, to TJ's point, he's like, this is corrupt
because they're not about the family anymore in America. They're about dogs over children and. Yeah, this is the patience they've been asking us to have when we're trying to tear down America.
I just pictured him being so poor and seeing this come up on the that just would just have to sting overwhelmed. And I don't know if these people don't have kids. They might have the school bus coming right after the dog bus. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
I like the doggy bus. I think it's when I see it in the neighborhood, I'm like, I wonder how many dogs are on there today.
It sounds like a fun job.
Did I use it? No. But, I mean, if you're loaded and you got that kind of money.
Mm-hmm. It's adorable.
All power to you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Vinda skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.